Al-Zumar, the Multitudes. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. The orderly arrangement and authentic compilation of this wonderfully perfect book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Surely it is we who have revealed the book to you with the established truth to suit the requirements of truth and wisdom. So worship Allah, being truly sincere to Him in obedience. Beware, sincere and true obedience is due to Allah alone. Those who choose others as a patron besides Him say, "We serve them only that they may bring us near to Allah in station." It is absolutely wrong. Allah will judge the differences between these, believers and disbelievers. Indeed, Allah does not guide him to success, who is a liar, highly ungrateful. If Allah had intended to take to himself a son, he could have chosen from his creation the one he pleased, and would not have left it to you. Holy is he. He is Allah, the one, the all-dominant. He created the heavens and the earth to suit the requirements of truth and wisdom. He causes the night to revolve upon the day, and causes the day to revolve upon the night, and he has pressed the sun and the moon into service. Each pursues its course for an appointed term. Behold, He is the Almighty, the Great Protector. He created you from a single soul. Then, from that same stock that He created a human being, He created His spouse. And He has given you 8 varieties of cattle in pairs. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers, a creation, stage by stage, making you pass through 3 periods of darkness. Such is Allah, your Lord. The sovereignty and power belongs to Him alone. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He. Where are you then being turned away? If you show ingratitude, surely Allah is independent of you. He does not require your thanks. Yet He does not approve of His people to be ungrateful. Indeed, it is for your own sake that He approves of you being grateful. And no soul that bears a burden can bear the burden of the sins of another. Behold, to your Lord shall you all return, so that He will inform you of all that you have been doing. He knows full well even the innermost secrets of the hearts. And when an affliction befalls a person, he prays to his Lord, turning penitently to Him. But when He confers a favor upon him from Himself, he forgets the affliction, for the removal of which he used to pray to Him, and starts assigning peers with Allah, with the result that he causes the people to go astray from his path, the path leading to one God. Say, enjoy your ingratitude for a little while. You are sure to be of the inmates of the fire. Can he who is obedient and prays to Allah devoutly in the hours of the night, now falling prostrate, now standing upright in prayer, taking precaution against the grave sequel of the hereafter, and hopes for the mercy of his Lord, be treated like him who is disobedient? Say, are those who know their obligations equal to those who know them not? Only those endowed with pure understanding do take heed. Say, O my servants who believe, take your Lord as a shield. There is a good reward for those who do good in the life of this world. And if you are persecuted for your faith, know that the earth of Allah is vast and spacious. Certainly the patiently persevering and steadfast will be given their reward beyond measure. Say, verily I have orders to worship Allah, being truly sincere to Him alone in obedience. And I have orders to be the foremost among those who surrender themselves to His will. Say, if I disobey my Lord, I have to fear the torment of a dreadful day. Say, it is Allah I worship, being purely sincere to Him in my obedience. Again, as for you, you may go and worship whomsoever you please apart from him. Say, the true losers are those who ruin their own souls and their families on the day of resurrection. Beware, surely that is the manifest loss. They shall have coverings of the fire over them, and sheets of similar coverings below them, allowing them no escape. That is the sort of punishment against which Allah warns his servants. My servants, do not invite my punishment. Rather, take me as your shield. But there await good tidings for those who restrain themselves from worshipping the transgressor and turn to Allah. So give glad tidings to my servants, who listen to the word of advice and follow the best injunction productive of the best result thereof. It is they whom Allah has guided, and it is they who are endowed with pure and clear understanding. Can he then against whom the verdict of punishment becomes due, and who therefore merits punishment, be saved? Can you rescue him who is consigned to the fire? But for those who take their Lord as a shield, there awaits them lofty mansions, story upon story with streams running beneath them. This is the promise of Allah, and Allah will never fail in his promise. Have you not seen the sight that Allah sends down water from the clouds and it causes it to flow in the form of streamlets on the earth, and then brings forth herbage of various kinds and of diverse hues with it? Then it dries up after ripening, so that you see it turn yellow. Then he turns it into chaff. Behold, in this similitude is a reminder for people endowed with pure and clear understanding. Is he whose mind Allah has opened for the acceptance of Islam, so that he follows the light from his Lord, like one who gropes in the darkness of disbelief? Woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. Such indeed are steeped in clear error. Allah has revealed the best message, the fairest discourse, this wonderfully coherent book, the verses of which are mutually supplementing and repeating, narrating both sides of the case in various ways to drive home the divine injunctions to human minds. It makes the very skins of those who stand in awe of their Lord creep and their hearts tremble at its recital. Yet their hearts and skins soften towards the remembrance of Allah. This is Allah's guidance. He guides him thereby who wishes to be guided. Yet none can guide him whom Allah forsakes and adjudges to be astray. Is he then who has only his own person to shield him from the evil punishment of the day of resurrection, like him who is secure? And it will be said to the unjust on that day, suffer the punishment of what you used to commit deliberately. Their predecessors also cried lies to their messengers of God, so that our punishment came upon them from quarters they little perceived. So Allah made them suffer humiliation in the present life, and the punishment in store for them in the hereafter will be greater still, if they but realize it. And we have set forth for the people all sorts of excellent and useful proofs in this Quran, that they may take heed. We have revealed the Quran in Arabic. There is no deviation from rectitude in it, and is free from all flaws, that they may guard against sufferings. Allah describes the condition of a man belonging to several partners contending with one another, and there is another man devoted wholly to one person. Are they two alike in condition? No, how can they be? All true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, but most of them do not know this truth. One day you will surely die, and so shall they after a brief span of life. Then on the day of resurrection, you will all dispute with one another before your Lord. Who then is more unjust than the one who invents lies about Allah and cries lies to the very truth when it comes to him. Is there not in Gehenna an abode for such disbelievers? But he who brings the truth and testifies wholeheartedly to it by accepting it as true, these it is who become secure against evil. They will have all that they desire with their Lord. Such is the reward of those who do excellent deeds. It is they who best deserve that Allah should rid them of the worst of evils which they committed before accepting Islam, and reward them according to the best and the noblest of their deeds. Is not Allah sufficient for his servant? And yet they would try to frighten you with those false gods they worship, other than him. They cannot succeed. None can guide the person to success whom Allah forsakes and judges to be astray. And none can mislead the person whom Allah guides. Is not Allah Almighty the Lord of retribution? If you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They will certainly say, Allah. Say, have you ever judged the worth of that which you call upon apart from Allah? If Allah ever intended to do me some harm, will these whom you worship be able to avert his harm from me? Or can they withhold his mercy if he is pleased to treat me with mercy? Say, Allah is sufficient for me. In him do I put my trust. Those who have learnt to trust place their trust in him alone. Say, O my people, do your worst. I shall go on doing my best. You shall soon know who receives a punishment that will disgrace him in this life, and who suffers from a lasting torment in the hereafter. Behold, we have revealed to you the perfect book. It comprises the truth and wisdom. It is for the good of humankind. So he who follows this guidance will do so for the good of his own soul, and he who goes astray will do so to its own detriment, and so will himself suffer the loss. You are not responsible for them. Allah takes away the souls of human beings at the time of their death, and also of those who are not yet dead during their sleep. He detains the souls of those against whom he passes the verdict of death, and sends back those of others till a fixed period of time. There are signs in this for a people who would reflect. Have these polytheists chosen certain other intercessors apart from Allah? Say, what will they intercede for you, though they have no authority at all and understand nothing? Say, all intercession belongs to Allah entirely. To him belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. Then towards him you shall all be brought back. When the name of Allah alone is mentioned, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter shrink with aversion. But when the names of those who are below his high station are mentioned, behold, they are at once filled with joy. Say, O Allah, originator of the heavens and the earth, possessor of the knowledge of the unseen and the seen, you alone judge between your servants concerning that wherein they differ. And had the wrongdoers owned all that the earth contains, and as much in addition to it, they would certainly offer it on the day of resurrection to redeem themselves from the woeful punishment. Yet there would appear to them from Allah that which they had never even thought of. And the evil consequences of the deeds they had deliberately done will become clear to them, and they will be caught by the very punishment they took no account of. And when harm afflicts a human being, he calls upon us. But when we confer our favor on him, he says, I have been given this only on account of my own knowledge. It is not right. It is only a trial. But most people do not know. Their predecessors had said the same thing, yet all their acquisitions were of no avail to them, and the evil consequences of their deeds did overtake them. As for the wrongdoers from among these, the evil consequences of their deeds shall surely overtake them also. They will never be able to frustrate God's plan. Do they not know that Allah multiplies the means of livelihood for such of his people as he will, and makes them scant for such of them as he pleases? Behold, there are signs in all of this for the people who would believe. Say, O my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives all sins. Verily, he is the great protector, the ever merciful. And turn to your Lord penitently, and submit yourselves to him before the punishment befalls you. For once it does, you shall not be helped. And follow the best teaching suited to your condition that has been revealed to you from your Lord before you receive the punishment which will come upon you all of a sudden and take you unawares. Lest when it comes, any one of you should say, Woe to me for failing in my duty towards Allah, for I made fun of his revelations. Or lest any one of you should say, If Allah had only guided me by force, I would of course have been of those who became secure against evil by carrying out my duties. Or lest any one of you should say when he sees the punishment, If I could only have the chance to return to the world, I too would then be of those who do good. God will say, No, this cannot be. There did come to you my messages, but you cried lies, and you behaved arrogantly, and were of the disbelievers. And on the day of resurrection, you will find the faces of those who invented lies in the name of Allah, overcast with gloom and sorrow. It will be said to them, Is there not a resort in Jahannam for such arrogant people? On the contrary, Allah will deliver and grant salvation to those who guard it against evil, and will lead them to a place of security and success befitting their dignity. No evil shall touch them there, nor shall they ever grieve. Allah is the creator of all things, and he is an authority over everything to control. To him belong all that encircle the heavens and the earth. Those who deny the messages of Allah, these it is who are the very losers. Say, do you bid me to worship other besides Allah, O you ignorant ones? Mind, it has already been revealed to you and your predecessors, in case you associate partners with Allah in your worship, all your such works shall go in vain entirely, and you shall certainly be of the losers. Rather, you should worship Allah alone and be of the thankful to him. They have not yet appreciated the attributes of Allah with the importance and appreciation that he deserves. The earth altogether shall be in his grip of power on the day of resurrection, and the heavens shall be rolled up in his all-powerful hand, and will so lie at his absolute disposal. Holy is he. He is far above and beyond the things these polytheists associate with him. That day there shall be a blast on the trumpet, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will fall into a swoon, except whom Allah will like to spare. Then there will be a blast another time, and behold, these people shall stand up awaiting judgment before their Lord. And the earth shall radiate with the light of her Lord. And the record of their deeds will be produced before them, and the prophets and the other witnesses shall be brought forward. People shall be judged in all fairness, and no injustice shall be done to any one of them. And every soul shall be repaid in full for its deeds. For he, the Almighty Lord, is well aware of all that they do. And those who disbelieve will be driven to Jahannam in multitudes, until when they reach it, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say to them, Did there not come to you messengers from among yourselves to proclaim to you the messages of your Lord, and to warn you about the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, They did come. Yet Allah's verdict of the punishment was justly due to have proved true against the disbelievers. It will be said to them, "Enter the gates of Jahannam. You will be abiding therein for long. How evil is the abode of the arrogant people." And those who took their Lord as a shield will be conducted to paradise in multitudes, until when they reach it and its gates are opened to welcome them, and its keepers say to them, "Peace be upon you, be you happy and prosperous." Enter it, you will be abiding therein for ever and ever. They will say, "All true and perfect praise belongs to Allah alone, who has fulfilled his promise made to us, and has allowed us to inherit the land, enabling us to dwell in paradise wherever we please. How excellent is the reward of the doers of righteous deeds." And you will see the angels thronging around the throne of power, glorifying their Lord with his praise. And judgment will be given between the people with justice, and it will be said, "All type of true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds."